This week, the National Institute on Drug Abuse is teaming up with the National Institute on Alcohol Abuse and Alcoholism, both part of the National Institutes of Health, for National Drug and Alcohol Facts Week. Joining us right now is the Director of the Office of Science, Policy, and Communications at the National Institute on Drug Abuse, Dr. Jack Stein. Dr. Stein, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing well. I appreciate you joining us this morning. Let's talk a little bit about National Drug and Alcohol Facts Week. What's the reason behind this?
Yeah, we've been doing this for about 10 years now, and it's an opportunity to actually just step back and make sure the facts about drug use and misuse are communicated to all of the country. Our goal here is to shatter the myths that exist around drug abuse, and to do so, we've got about almost 2,000 community events that are happening in all 50 states, a couple of countries, and we've got about almost 70 events, actually, that are happening right in Michigan.
That's fantastic. Is there somewhere where people can find out where those events are and what they are?
Absolutely. We encourage folks to check out our website at drugabuse.gov. That's drugabuse.gov, and then you're going to see a link to National Drug and Alcohol Facts Week, and there's a map that takes you to all the different programs that are happening all over the country.
I know one of the things that you're talking about this week is you know, we talk about drugs and alcohol, and e-cigarettes figure into this, don't they?
Oh, e-cigarettes fit into it amazingly. So, you know, the good news with the drug use problem in our country is that we've been tracking this now for many, many decades. Right now, the use of substances by young kids is actually at an all-time low over the last couple of decades. That's really great news. The one thing that we are seeing, though, is a rapid increase in the use of vaping products, such as e-cigarettes and other type of vaping devices. Mostly, it's a way to get nicotine in, but many of these products, you can also get other substances, such as marijuana or cannabis or the THC. That's the major ingredient that gives people that high.
I think a lot of kids, and maybe parents too, would see e-cigarettes listed here and say, well, that's not drugs, that's cigarettes, that's e-cigarettes, and that's, by the way, a less harmful form of nicotine delivery than traditional cigarettes. Why the concern about e-cigarettes?
Yeah, that's probably one of the myths out there, and it's actually one of the things that we're trying to learn much more about. There is no doubt that an electronic cigarette has some potential health consequences. It's certainly different from a regular cigarette where you would not be inhaling a lot of the ingredients that occur when a substance is burnt, like tobacco. However, keep in mind that the substance of nicotine is what you're going to find both in cigarettes as well as e-cigs, and that is the drug that is actually addictive forming. Bottom line with cigarettes as well as any drug is the earlier somebody starts in their life, the increased likelihood there may be some drug abuse problems later in life. So there may be lots of disagreement and difference of opinions around how to best deal with the drug problem in this country, but most people firmly agree that it's not a good idea to get into the hands of kids.
Why is it so hard for parents to talk to their kids about drugs and alcohol?
Yeah, it is hard for parents to talk to their kids about drugs and alcohol. There's a variety of reasons. Might be related to it. Might be related to some of the behaviors that they had when they were kids. But our firm belief is that kids are smart, kids are curious, and if you present what the facts are and talk about it in a reasonable way, kids are ultimately going to make some good, wise decisions. And in fact, you know, our surveys are showing that kids have actually made some really good decisions. The big concern seems to happen after kids leave school, when they're like 18 to 26. That's really where we're seeing the increase in a variety of different types of drugs. And in particular, that's what's unfortunately helping fuel the opioid crisis that's going on in this country. We're seeing just lots of people in that age bracket, unfortunately, misusing opioids.
Yeah. You mentioned something that I think hits home with a lot of parents, and that is their, you know, use of, you know, perhaps drugs or alcohol when they were their kid's age. And so when your kid says, have you ever smoked pot? Have you ever smoked cigarettes? Did you drink when you were in high school? A lot of parents really cringe when they hear those questions.
Yes, it puts it into sometimes some very awkward situations for parents. But, you know, there are a variety of techniques that parents can learn. There are lots of coalitions in one's community, and certainly on our website, we really provide some some guidance for parents on how better to talk to their kids. And one important fact, and it's just purely a fact right now, is that the marijuana that is used today is so much more toxic and potent than it was in years past. THC, which is the chemical ingredient in marijuana that causes the that feeling high sensation, is so much stronger in an equivalent amount of marijuana that was used 20, 30 years ago. So already we're seeing some big differences that these drugs have evolved.
All right, very good. And the website one more time?
Sure, it's drugabuse.gov, and there's a link right there to the National Drug and Alcohol Facts Week. Lots of information, it's all free of charge, and it's all science-based, so we encourage folks to check it out.
All right, Dr. Stein, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.